I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and I wonder if you have trouble keeping a consistent prayer time in your life. It's a common challenge for many of us Christians. Well, this week I've been sharing a few of the entries from some of my journals to hopefully inspire you to keep a journal and give you some idea of what that might look like. These journals are personal and unique. There's no right or wrong way to do it. I simply record what God seems to be saying to me after I have read my daily Bible reading. I start with an entry from the scripture, and then I write a commentary on that. Here's an entry from Matthew 26:41. It goes back many years, but this is what Jesus said to the disciples who went to sleep in the Garden of Gethsemane after he had asked them to pray for them. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." That sure describes me, Lord. Willing spirit, weak body. Interesting that Jesus said this to the disciples when they failed to pray with him. They fell into the temptation of prayerlessness. I don't think I'd ever thought of it that way before. It is tempting not to pray, isn't it? Why? Well, because prayer requires bodily involvement. Your body must cooperate with your spirit. Your body naturally fights with your spirit. So prayer requires victory over your body's natural desire to sleep, to do something or to do nothing, to relax, to be entertained, to be pampered, to be in control. Prayer must be motivated by love, a true desire to know God, a heart cry for Jesus, a thirst for the living God. But it must be accompanied by a strong, disciplined body, a body brought into subjection. This is the challenge of prayer, to find that balance between love motivation and controlled body. One without the other is to fall into temptation. Lord, teach me to pray. That's the end of that entry. But it's a good one that I should go back and reread and recommit again and again. I want to encourage you to use journaling as a way to get to know God better and better. We are offering my prayer journal that could be very helpful to you this week at a very reduced price. You'll find that information at christianworkingwoman.org.